for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Bruno.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Yeah, it's funny, Andrew.
Oh, my God. Are we on air radio? TV? Whatever the
hell? Yeah, this is radio.
All right. Okay.
I know you don't know the difference anymore. It's just a big celebrity. Hey, it's online. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Carrot Top is going to be in here in just a couple of moments.
Oh!
The phenomenon known as Carrot Top is going to be in here. I got to find out about that Vegas.
What about it?
See what he's pulling in.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you figure out a way you can get up there and do something?
Do Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
Why? You know, it's too far for you.
I'm no draw.
You can't get the cold.
I'm not a draw like Carrot Top is.
Oh,
okay. All right. So Carrot Top's running a little bit late, and God knows where he is, but I think he may have got locked in that trunk of his. He's going to be in here in just a few minutes. Until then, we'll go to calls. And then same clown posse tomorrow night. Always a delight with those young gents.
You packing tomorrow night?
Yeah. I'm going to smuggle a shiv in through the metal detector. A little little insurance in case the posse gets out of hand.
Andy, 18.
Yeah.
What's up there, Andy?
Oh, man. All right, man. I've been trying to go home with you guys forever.
All right.
There you go.
Adam, you're definitely the main man mayonnaise.
Thank you.
Andrew, well, you're a pretty cool guy, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, here's my question.
Yeah.
Okay, every time I just started having sex about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And every time we've done it, I'm having a huge problem with losing myself too early.
How early?
Maybe a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's 18 and the newness of it all. That would be normal.
Are you losing your erection or are you losing your chi and then your erection?
Oh, you don't ejaculate?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, and then it was...
Well, not on a regular basis. Not since, about 2 weeks ago. Because that's when I first noticed the problem, and then I started doing it probably about daily, I'd say.
Having sex or masturbating?
Masturbating.
And did that help you in the real thing?
Well, I tried it for about 3 days, and then the next time, it sure didn't seem to help very much.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit confused. Are you losing your erection, or are you having premature ejaculation when you're with a woman?
Okay.
Which one?
I'm having sex.
Which one?
Which is it?
I'm not really sure what
he doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know what it means.
Are you losing your erection? The erection is the hard thing that your penis turns into sometimes in the middle of the night, other times in the middle of biology class when you've chosen to wear sweatpants and no underwear?
Yeah.
That's your erection. Are you losing that erection when you're with a woman?
Or
are you having premature ejaculation, which is the liquid, not urine, not pee-pee, but the white stuff that comes out of that said erection when you're having sex?
In a climax.
Which one is it?
So it would be premature ejaculation.
Okay.
All right. So you're 2 weeks into he's never had sex before. He's 2 weeks into it. He's excited. He's trying to masturbate more. He's trying to get control of things.
All bets are off.
Yeah, you're on the right road. It's going to take a little while to work this out. Just don't freak out about it. Just...
See, guys are a little embarrassed about the shooting their gun off too early. So they say, I lose my erection or I lose it halfway into it.
Well, actually, they wouldn't care if the erection kept going.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, that's but everyone issue. Loses their erection after climax.
During refractoring it.
Except for Drew, because he's a very passionate man.
Didn't you tell me, though, that you didn't even get a chance to remove the gun from the holster first time out, right?
How dare you, and how dare you bring that up? That did not happen.
Well, the second time.
No. The first time out, I did not achieve an orgasm.
You've been a ninja.
Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I thought you had a...
No, never. Never in my life.
You've been the ninja ever since.
Never had an orgasm in the presence of a woman that I didn't want to have. Yeah. See?
Ed.
Yeah, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading in Time about early female... mature.
Yeah.
And they quoted you, and you said that MTV was one of the factors in early puberty.
Oh, is that the new issue of Time?
Yeah, it is.
I find that kind of interesting because I remember doing an interview. I wasn't aware it was for Time, and they were sort of like pushing me. What about this? What about that? And I said, well, look, there's all this provocative stimulation, and we don't know whether or not that could induce something like early puberty. There's all sorts of theories about what's in your milk and what's in your beef and what's in the chicken and the, you know, the hormones circulating around, but a lot of the theories are about the kind of stimulation kids are getting. And if you look at MTV, that's a pretty stimulating, provocative kind of thing.
I thought it was weird how they were pushing you, and then they said that your quote was nutty.
I'll have to say it.
Did they say it was nutty?
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
Oh, thanks. You pick ass.
Yeah, thanks. What are you doing reading Time magazine at 14? I'm 36. I won't read that, Frank. It's so boring.
Yeah, I have to do my work and everything.
Really? You go to a prep school?
No, actually, I go to Beverly High.
All right. Well, that's like a prep school. Beverly Hills High has an oil well on the property. For those of you who don't know Beverly Hills High, they think it's a joke. It isn't.
The whole area used to be just oil fields.
They got an oil well pumping out on the property, and they got the swim gym there. They got the basketball floor that opens up with the gym, with the pool underneath it.
Is that the one from...
Yeah, that's It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Was that the movie?
Yeah, that's where the floor opens up and they fall in. Is that
right.
The one?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's not like a regular high school.
I guess not.
Very nice. Very nice over there.
Well, Time Magazine, that's interesting.
Yeah. All right, we'll have to pick that up. And why do you think girls, and how is this documented?
It's not documented. I certainly have no business.
No, not MTV. I mean, girls having a puberty earlier.
Oh, that's known to be happening. That's just happening.
What it used to be.
Older. I don't know the number.
Is the onset of puberty mean when you start your period?
Basically.
And that used to be 13 and a half, 14?
Now it's dropping. It's been dropping in recent years.
Yeah. Do they know if it's been dropping for 200 years?
No.
They only know for the last 75
years. They believe, as I understand, it's been dropping for the last 20 years.
Right. All right. And how could that be stimulation? You know what I mean? From the environment. Wouldn't it have to be hormones or something?
You don't know. They don't know.
I know.
That's the point. And it needs to be studied. That's my point. I mean, bizarre they would quote me in that. That's just bizarre.
But don't you think it's like a Yoo-Hoo and McNuggets that are causing that?
Possibly.
And radiated fruit?
I don't know.
And depleted ozone?
No, we don't know.
From watching stuff. Could it be?
Why not? Why not from excessively provocative sexual...
I don't know, because it's a biological phenomenon. But it doesn't seem like it'd be brought on by a sort of factor that wasn't ingested somehow. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Tina?
Yeah.
You're just looking to blame anything on MTV, aren't you? Tina, you're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
This just started happening recently, but whenever I have sex, it kind of hurts to the point where it gets, like, really dry down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts hurting really bad, like a burning sensation.
Right.
And I don't know.
That's normal for when it's dry.
How long does it take to get dry?
Like, maybe a couple minutes.
So it happens pretty quick.
Yeah.
With the same guy?
Yeah.
And are you into that relationship?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
You love him?
Yeah.
Mm. Are you sexually attracted to him?
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure you're not even thinking about this? You're answering too quickly. I don't trust you. Why do you think, I mean...
Your body suggests something different.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Usually when a woman, I mean, when a woman dries up and she's not on medication or drunk or something, it means she's not so turned on.
Typically.
Tina?
Yeah.
Believe me, I know. Could it be that you're not turned on?
I don't think so.
All right. You have no problem with the guy?
No, not at all.
His lovemaking is satisfactory?
Yeah.
Has this ever happened before?
It's happened a few times before, yeah.
With other guys?
No.
You're on no medication?
No.
No birth control pills?
Nope.
Hmm. Is he wearing a condom?
No.
How about some lubrication?
We use lubrication.
And, you do?
And?
Doesn't work?
No.
It still dries up?
Yeah.
Do you have pap smears?
It hurts really bad afterwards.
Well, the dryness, sure. Do you have pap smears regularly?
No.
How come?
I don't know.
You're sexually active? You're 19?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
I don't know.
Wouldn't this be time to go do that?
Probably.
Yeah, and get checked out, see if there's anything else going on that could be contributing to this?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you do that? Can you just use some more lube if the old lube you had was sucked up by that shop vac you got down there?
What kind of lube are you using?
Astroglide.
Mm. Isn't that thin?
No, it's supposed to be good.
Okay, but wait a minute now. What about something that's got, got a little viscosity to it?
Well, but presumably they're using
lithium
condoms. Condoms.
No, they're not using a condom.
What are they using for contraception? Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
What are you using for contraception?
We're not.
All right.
Oh, please, Tina, come on.
Yeah, you think that dry penis, wait till that dry baby head comes out of there. You're going to die.
Ouch!
Please. You're going to get pregnant, right?
Probably. I was hoping not, though.
Yeah. How does it work? You just take your life and just sort of hang it out the window into the wind and just see what blows in?
In another person's life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you take some charge of your life?
Yeah, I could.
All right, but you don't want to?
No, I could.
All right. Why don't you do something before you get pregnant?
Okay.
All right,
when you go to the doctor, get a contraceptive.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Drew, what about lube that's got some viscosity?
I mean, that would be petroleum-based.
Why? They can't make water-based that has some thickness to it? What about, you do what I do, you take astragon and you put a little flour in it. You thicken it up, like you're making gravy.
Paper-mâché?
Yeah, I get one 45-ounce bottle of Astroglide to 1 pound sack of gold medal Durham flour. Make a nice paste, put that on the Johnson.
Well, how about some of your talc?
I put a nice bead of creamery butter down the middle of it later on. Yeah, what if I take talc and mix that with Astroglide? Make sort of a lube putty. It smells good. Vaginal putty. What do you think, Drew?
No.
Drew, but what about lube? I know that Astroglide, it's like water.
Really?
Yeah, you've seen me put that on my head. Right? When we travel?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's my point. If you put that on, here's what I'm going to say. I know about mechanics, and I know that if you don't take axles and put oil on them because it dissipates way too quickly. You put grease on it,
right?
So it won't dissipate,
right?
So it won't go anywhere. This is dissipating. I mean, you take lubrication, you put it on your penis, it falls off. What about really?
This is petroleum.
I'm talking about packing something on.
I think that's,
why does it have to be petroleum based to be viscous? Couldn't something be? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I imagine it's something. But I don't know why.
Not everything that's thick is petroleum based. Well, Cool Whip isn't petroleum based.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't know what that would be.
All right, why don't you work on that, Ricky?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, do you have any more stories about like the parrot that you told last night? Any more bird stories?
I was talking about the macaw that worked at the gym I used to work at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to take my stopwatches and crush it in its beak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have any more those stories.
Why bird stories, Ricky?
You know, why do you want to hear another bird story?
Because I was laughing my ass off last night. It was so hilarious.
Yeah, can you believe that bird? It would walk all the way across the ropes to get to my stopwatch and then crush it with its beak.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, times were tight back then, too. That thing was like $18 for one of those digital ones.
Yeah.
It put the beak right through it. And how bizarre was it that I would bring the one that he already broke and use it as a decoy, and it would go around that one and get to the new one? Parrot. And you know the thing about a macaw or any parrot? They're hard to discipline. You know, I mean, think about that for a second.
A bird
does something. You know, a dog does something wrong. You hit with a rolled-up newspaper. You're going into the, you know, hey, mister. I like when you start talking to your dog, you're calling it mister. Hey, mister, you can go down to the basement. And you can just think about what you did to Daddy's bathrobe. Just go down there and think. Just think about it. Don't chew. Think. I want you to think about it. Think about what you did. Animals are easy. Kids, even cats, you can whack with something. But a macaw, what do you do with that thing when it goes wrong? You punish it? You smack it? Take your finger off if you try to smack it. Or a bunch of feathers will go flying around and start screaming. And birds, you could break them. You don't know.
Right.
A dog, you put a boot in their ass. They're like, get out of here. You're fine. Bird, you don't know what it is. A bone is like paper thin. It's like a little chicken rib bone or something. Yeah, there's nothing you can do to a macaw. No way to discipline that. You go in your cage and you think about what you did to my stopwatch. All right. Heather?
Yes.
Look at him. He knows he did wrong. Look at him. Look at him. Yeah, that's right. You did wrong. You think about it. How'd you like that? Come over there and crush your nut bowl. Yeah, not so funny anymore, is it? No. Next time, you, that salt stick you chew on, all right, come over there and crush that. You're not laughing anymore, are you, Mr. McCaw? That's right. Don't feel good, does it?
Hey, Ricky, don't you wish you hadn't started this? Heather, 23.
Don't make me put the sheet over there. I'll put the sheet over the goddamn cage after you. You'll think it's nighttime.
Heather?
And I'll take it off at night. You'll think it's daytime. What do you think of that? I'll give you a macaw jet lag. Don't make me come over there. All right.
Okay. Here's my question.
Yeah, you think Friday was grubworm day? Not anymore. Not anymore. Oh, no. Friday's just been switched to sunflower day. Yeah. Yeah, not so funny now, is it? You think about what you did. That's right. You hang your head. You hang your head good. That's right. All right. I'm sorry, Heather.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Is it possible for a 5-year-old to have an orgasm?
Male?
Female. Coming from my own background.
you could have something.
No,
but not a real,
know.
Not
you
a real climate.
Now listen.
What happened to you at 5?
There was another friend of mine, a boy that was a friend, who's 5, and then a 9-year-old. They're like, oh, do this. You know, this feels really good. So I was like, all right. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was 5 years old. So I did, and it felt, like, really good. And there was, like, a burst, you know, that kind of thing. And I continued to do it until the age I am now. And it just, you know, and now, and I think by the time I was, like, 12, I realized what it was.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering, is that normal or is that...
Didn't it change in character when you were around 12?
It got more intense, but it was still, I mean, it was still that burst, and then kind of, like, just afterwards, you know, if that makes any sense.
Well, all right, so you have one now, and now you would consider that an orgasm, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you do now.
Yeah, but it as I remember, it felt almost the same when I was 5.
Hmm. Are you sexually active now?
Off and on.
How have your relationships been?
My relationships, I haven't really had a serious one until recently because I've always ran. But,
you've always run?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I've, like, 3 months into a relationship, I get either really bored, I get scared, and I go away.
Mm, I see. All right. So did anyone fiddle with you when you were little?
Not that I can remember. I mean, just those boys, you know, that were showing me what to do.
Yeah.
I've been this way ever since I was young, though. I mean, I can remember, you know, doing things at 5 that, you know, I wouldn't even think about doing until I'm this age now.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, I don't know if I can...
Gave a rim job to a trucker.
Yeah, well, something like that, but on a boy my age.
When you were 5?
Yeah, and, like, I remember this girl that we would...
You gave a rim job to a guy, 5?
Well, what I thought was, I mean, I, you know, it wasn't, like, complete, obviously, but also, I, you know, would get him dressed with other girls.
What's the 5 or 6-year-old dude doing? Yeah, bitch, come on. Oh, that's right. Yeah, hey, you love it. Yeah. No, keep the pigtails. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. What the hell's the guy doing at 5? See, how do you even process that?
Yeah, no.
She do make messy on my boobie. I wouldn't know what the hell. I'm 36. I wouldn't know what to do if someone put their tongue in my ass.
Heather, this is not normal. And we would suspect that there's some more overt sexual abuse than just...
I can't remember. Seriously.
And what the boys did to you was a form of sexual abuse, which was, you know...
Even though they were the same age as I?
Oh, child-on-child sexual abuse is one of the most common forms of sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Children that are abused by adults go out there and abuse other children.
But here's the proof. Were you raised around a bird?
No, but I caught one once.
Good. Kill it. Hey, listen.
The proof?
The proof is you cannot hold down a relationship
right,
now.
Right, that's chaos.
So, why don't you...
And that you were acting out sexually on other children. And that is sexual abuse of other children.
Oh, I did that to other kids?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a sec. Mm-hmm. No, listen. You getting a rim job at age 6 is not sexual abuse. That's just the kind of self-esteem my family never gave me. I could have used. Feel good about myself.
Unacceptable.
You know what I mean, Drew?
Mm. Even though I didn't know what I was doing. I mean,
oh, baby.
That's what that is. Is right. That some adult introduces this sexual material to a child who isn't able to process it.
Yeah.
And the child starts acting that out.
There are kids who get into this without being victims that way.
So does that mean I probably might have screwed somebody else up?
No. Listen, Heather, the female mind is much more frail than the male psyche. Those guys are fine. The only thing you did to them, you gave them carpal tunnel syndrome from high-fiving their buddies in kindergarten.
Okay.
So listen, Heather,
you
get a little therapy.
Uh-oh.
Try to figure out what's going on with the relationships in the here and now. Don't beat yourself up for the little encounters you had when you were younger.
Okay.
And don't freak yourself out too much about it. Just focus on why you're not having a relationship now.
Well, I'm a very sexual person now, too.
Yeah, I understand. All your feelings become sexualized as a result of that early exposure.
Okay.
So you don't process feelings normally. You sexualize them.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry. I mean, every time you have a sexual experience, you're that five-year-old kid again, right?
Yeah.
Is that that kind of
thing? No.
Yeah.
All right, Heather?
Yes.
All right, get a little therapy, huh, Heather?
Thank you.
There you go. All right, listen, I know it sounds too convenient, but Heather's someone who needs to talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And not us.
But what she did to the other kids is significant.
Nah.
Significant.
No.
Significant.
No. No. There's a six-year-old boy who she put her tongue in his butt, and he's fine. Believe you me.
You don't burn a six-year-old very much.
No,
you're right. So they would freak out.
No, apparently they didn't. They held still. Let her do it.
Yeah, then they become that victim role.
No. How dare you, Drew? I know you have. How old are your kids now? Seven.
Hey, almost eight.
Almost eight. Jesus, that's enough with the aging. Plenty. It's like I met you. The kids were what, three, and now they're eight. This is getting out of hand. Enough.
You're pushing it on 40, big guy. Pops.
How dare you? How dare you bring that up in front of the kids? I'm 36 years young. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. It's very funny. Please. What are you? You got 1 foot in the grave and the other in a bucket and the third in a poorhouse. How dare you bring that up? All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Carrot Top is here. Yes. He'll be in here in just a second. We'll talk to him after this.
Yeah. Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Insane Clown Posse in tomorrow night. The Insane Clown Flying Solo tonight. Carrot Top has just entered the studio.
Sorry, I'm late.
Good to see you.
He was telling us a Jay Leno story.
I was on the Tonight Show last night. I wish I was here last night so I could say, watch me, but then again, it would conflict with your show, probably.
So, right,
but
you're there.
But I'm with Jay, and he said, I said, don't worry with my set. And they always ask clockwork, hey, good stuff, can't tap. I'm
when
like,
you go back over.
Yeah, you go over and like, good set, can't tap. And I said, hey, after the show, come check out my new car. He loves cars and bikes. And I
right.
Said, of course, I don't own a bike. I own Harley boots. That's only I own Harley. So I come check out my car. He's like, oh, what'd you get? I'm like, that's a fad car. He's like, no, what kind of car? I'm like, oh, because he likes these muscle cars, you know. I'm like, BMW, whatever. He's like, BMW? What kind of BMW? I'm like, what's the X5? It's like an SUV.
Right.
In his eyes, it's a fag car.
Well,
it's a cool car. I mean,
it's for huskier fags.
But it's a huskier fag, right?
Yeah.
It's got a 4.4, it's a monster engine. I mean, this thing's faster than I'm, So I said, come out and check out this car. And he says, well, I can't. I got to go to Vegas and do a show at the Venetian. So my buddy and I are like, Venetian? I said, it's got to be like $100,000 or more. I mean, Jay Leno's going to do his private party.
Right.
After doing the Tonight Show, after putting up with me, and then go do that and then come back.
Right.
For $100,000. we're just talking about Vegas off the air.
What, thinking, how much was it?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Oh. It may have been even more than 100 grand. But we were talking about money on the way. I was on the freeway listening to you say, we got to talk about Carrot Top, about the kind of money he's pulling in. And I'm thinking, I'm not pulling in Leno cash. I mean, you know.
No, but.
I'm pulling in Carrot Cash. I mean, Carrot Cash and Leno cash is a whole big deck. I got props, man. You know what's going on? Carrot that boot with a kickstand on it. You're like, yeah, it's 100 grand. No, it doesn't happen that way.
Carrot cash is redeemable at the buffet at Circus Circus,
right.
By the way.
Right.
And but speaking of, all right, so you're in Vegas, what, 10 days at a time, a week at a time?
Yeah, usually 2 weeks, which is a week longer than you want to be there. I mean, Vegas is nuts. I don't gamble, so I have nothing to do except
drugs.
Drugs, exactly. And keep me going, baby.
Transvestites.
Crack whores. Come on, baby.
I was being polite and calling them transvestites. And you,
I'm going to say crack whores.
Do you do two shows a night?
Yeah, no, one show a night until Saturday. Do two shows a night.
So what? Give me the Vegas schedule. One show a night during the week. Two shows on Saturday. You get Sunday off.
I work every night. I don't have a dark night. I go every night.
And
2 weeks, 3 weeks. Sometimes I went for a month. I went for a month straight, no dark nights, which is.
Oh.
But you know what? For comics, it's like I mean, I'm having fun. I'm in town. I'm having a good time. It's like for me, entertaining is my whole life. When I'm not, I'm miserable. I mean, I love being
I remember you guys having this conversation the last time you were here.
Yeah, I think so. And in fact, my favorite part of ever doing love lines ever in the history of with you, I was telling the guys in here, I said, when you said, I have to agree with Carrot Top on this, it just sounded so funny that a doctor would say, I got to take the agree with Carrot Top on this story.
True. Your entertainment is his life, where it's boring as your life.
Boring is my life. Being boring. To be clear about this. Being boring. Yeah. And not working is yours. So thereby, you see, Carrot Top likes working.
How dare you.
I love working. Yeah. When I don't work, I feel like I'm not doing...
I know.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I know...
Adam considers that sick.
I consider that flawed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a different life. You know, you're a good-looking guy. I look like Chelsea Clinton. I mean,
dare you.
Okay. And you have congenital cataracts.
Carrot is a very attractive man. Carrot, you get...
Sure.
You dangle that carrot in front of a woman or two, don't you?
I try. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I try to.
But
it's always the Carrot Top thing. Like, hey, are you Carrot Top? It's like, you know, it's not like...
Yeah, but
you don't be in the heat of passion. Some of your girl yelling, oh, Carrot Top. No, call me Carrot. I mean, like, what do you... Like, it's not like... It's not the most... I mean, honestly, come on, you're a doctor in second. Imagine me in bed on top of some woman going at it. It's not the most...
I got to agree with Carrot Top on
that. Right. Thank you. See? Go back to that.
Yeah. Orange pubes.
Sounds to me going, yeah.
Orange pubic hair.
Ow!
Yeah. Orange in the pubic region.
No, I've had it all removed. I put in tile. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm going to be...
think about that with a woman. Honestly, if you go down on a woman... Can I say that?
Yes.
You get a woman. And you don't want to be like Don King in the leg lock. You know, you want to be like, you want to look attractive. So with a guy, when a woman goes down, a guy, the same thing. I always think, you know, they wanted the same thing. They don't want to go down and be like,
I'm with you. I was talking to a stripper just Saturday night in Vegas over at the Olympic Garden, and she said,
they don't validate parking, by the way.
It's great when you talk to strippers, by the way, about what they look for in a man, because it's like, he's got to shave his balls. It was like the first thing out of her mouth.
Really?
Yeah. And I was thinking, hey, you get a little...
Wait, Carrot Top's taking notes here. Hold on.
Yeah, really. Shave balls. Go ahead.
They get you on the ropes. They're like, you shave your balls. Okay. Oh,
of course.
On the way in.
Right. Who does it? Hello?
That's why I fly first class.
Right.
There's a room to shave my balls. Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Shave your balls. Right. Of course. Right?
Yeah.
Carrot Top is mature.
Even the women that I know shave their balls.
Carrot was such a young lad when he was last year. He seems so mature now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I've matured so much.
Yeah.
I've actually, for over 8 years or more, we've been...
Right, we've been apart?
Yeah, well, your kids weren't even born. We're talking about being old.
Oh,
8 years.
No, you were here.
I knew before you had your kids.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. With another guy, I'm not going to mention the name, but yeah, it was always fun.
Nicole?
No, Nicole.
He treated you well, too, huh?
Always.
Nicole, you're 19.
Yes.
What is up? Oh, by the way, I'll give some dates where you can find Carrot Top.
Oh, God. Just a couple.
By the way, the next few. Well, I have 2 years worth of itinerary here. I'll just give the first year.
My lordy, they do have a lot of dates there.
Nicole?
Yes?
What is up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Every time I have sex with my boyfriend, I excessively queef, and my boyfriend says it turns him off, and I don't know why it happens a lot.
He's quite a gentleman, that man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he just recently said it. We've been going out for 2 years.
Yeah. No, you sure? Is anything else going on? Maybe he's looking for an excuse to understand why his performance hasn't been what it should be or something.
No, but you know how relationships are. The stuff that was cute is now disgusting 2 years into it.
It just returned to its real state.
Right, it's what it should have been at the beginning.
Yeah, moved out of its idealized state back to reality.
Right.
Yeah, it goes from, oh, she farted in the middle of the night. It was so funny. It goes from that to, honey, if you're going to, number two, shut the goddamn door. Jesus Christ, I'm trying to eat.
Okay, I just want to know if this is normal or it's happened a lot.
It's normal for some people, and it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you.
Yeah, but I
enjoy that. I like when they squeeze right in my face. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I don't like it because it suggests there's too much air around my penis.
See,
you know what I mean?
There's room for else than your penis.
Yeah, it's like, why don't we have a tighter fit here? The piston is not big enough for the cylinder.
Right. Yeah,
I got a lawnmower piston going in a big block Chevy.
There.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with it?
No.
Is there anything I can do so it doesn't happen?
Work on positions. Sometimes their positions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The positions will do it
absolutely.
More than those that will.
Right. So I'll tell you one of my favorite positions, which is where I lie on the prey, as I like to call them, and just basically pretend to fall asleep while I'm having sex. There's no queefing in that position. It's the doggy. It's the you on top hopping around. It's all the exotic Kama Sutra type high energy ones. The faster you do it, it's like, okay, put it this way. Everyone, put your hand under your arm. Put your arm in your pit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you make that fart sound when you do this, right? But let's say you move like a tree sloth.
Yeah.
You move your elbow up and down very slowly.
Just
what do you get?
Nothing. Nothing.
You start flapping away like a maniac. What do you get?
Thanks, the only thing is I get nervous every time I'm going to have sex because I feel like I'm going to turn off.
Here's another thing you can do, too, is that this is an issue of flow, you know, flow dynamics. And so it might help even, like, to contract your abdominal muscles. It increases pressure there. It might, you know, the same thing.
I get nervous before I have sex, too, because they're going to call their parents, you know,
right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Don't call your mom. No, seriously, I should. No, I'm only 13. Crap!
Unacceptable.
Okay, so is it more him or is it...
It's more him.
Because people tell me it's the pressure.
All right. Listen.
It's about
Nicole,
him.
Nicole, you get a position that's not as queef-friendly.
Queef-friendly.
And tell him to slow down a little.
Something not QF.
Queef-horrific.
And turn up the stereo.
Jam some music roll out.
That's good.
A new position. It's called intimacy.
Yes. Find intimacy.
Yes.
Right.
Find intimacy.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you.
And,
genius.
Okay. Oops.
Boring, but genius.
There you go. Quinn.
Oh, hey, guys.
You're 13.
Yeah, you guys are funny as hell.
Thanks, there, Quinn.
Yeah, I want to know what the long-term effects are of my mom smoking weed when she was pregnant with me.
We don't really know. Do you have any problems that you're aware of?
Are you hungry right now?
No.
Did you have any problems plastic?
He ate his placenta when he
did. Any problems at school?
Has anyone got like a Ritz or anything? Come on. Got a whole bowl of placenta here.
He ate his placenta. He ate his placenta.
Yeah.
Any problems in school?
No.
Any problems emotionally?
No.
You're fine. Don't worry.
All right. You guys are funny as hell.
Thanks. Did your mom quit smoking weed at a certain point?
No, she still does it.
Yeah, okay. That may have more effect on you actually than the exposure during pregnancy.
Okay.
Having a mom that's an addict, a mom that's unavailable, that's regulating her emotional world with drugs.
How do you know that she was smoking weed while she was pregnant? Did she tell you that?
My dad told me.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Is your mom single? Because I'm looking to score.
Everyone's got those, like, you know, listen, parents, don't tell your kids everything. You know, I remember when I said, you know what I mean? Because it sticks in their head and they freak out about it and they can't put it
that's
in contract.
They don't need to know everything. It's just what kids need to know.
I remember like I said to my dad when I was like 11 years old, I want to play pro football. It's the only thing I want to do. I thought, that's the only thing I want to do.
No. You got over the
pro football. Got over the asset. The pro football.
And
I said, Dad, I'm 11 years old. I'll never forget it. We're in Santa Monica driving at the VW Bug he has. Which is not quite a car, but...
Squareback.
And I said, no, Mom drove a Squareback. True VW family. And by the way, all you... I'm old school. I remember when VW meant piece of ass. There was no Passat or Scirocco or anything.
Right,
it was piece of ass. VW was a car Hitler decided he was going to crank out for the drones.
Volks, the people, Volkswagen.
Right. This is a pile of ass that people got killed in. But I was driving that car with him, and I said, Dad... You think I'll make it to 6 foot? And he looked at me and he went, I don't think so. I mean, I'm, you know, he's like 5'9", and my mom's not that tall. Don't look like you're going to make it. And I thought, thanks, Dad, I'm 11. That's great. Yeah, so you pull over so I can kill myself. We'll just wait to crash. I'll go flying out. There's no seatbelt. I've got a rag top and a seat that doesn't latch back. Remember this? Just that flap in the wind seat?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's talk to
Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah.
Aaron?
Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
Hi, I had two questions.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Quickly, Aaron, go.
First, Carrot Top, I just want to know what your real name is. Because usually when people are saying famous or famous, have secondary names and names they use.
Yeah.
Moisha Wittenberg.
Well, Cinnamon is my dancing name, but I go by Scott. Yeah, that's my real name.
Scott?
It's kind of boring now. You're like, oh, crap. Really?
You have an interesting last name.
And yeah, Thompson, which is like this kid in the hall, Scott Thompson. So
right.
I'm always like, I'm the straight one. You know, so that's the only thing I can differ from.
Even that's getting a little blurry.
Yeah, because I'm wearing a glitter belt.
We got to go to break.
I can't wear the belt with glitter on it. So, yeah, it's kind of hard.
Aaron, what's the other thing?
And the second one, I've been watching The Man Show for a while.
Fantastic.
Right on it.
The Man Show.
Yeah.
And I stopped watching, and I started watching again, and the fox is gone.
Right.
Whatever happened to the fox?
He's in beer chugging heaven.
He died?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
When did that happen?
About 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Why haven't I been on the Man Show? I've been a fan of the show for years.
The word man is right in the
Son of a bitch. Props are very visual. Television, visual.
He won't let me on the Man Show either.
Really? Damn it. I've seen you on the Man Show. What are you talking about? But I'd love to be on.
Aaron?
Yeah?
He died. I think he had prostate cancer.
Oh, God.
It's very sad. What's that?
Like kidney failure or anything?
No.
His liver wasn't doing great.
What's not alcohol related?
No.
So don't any of you kids stop drinking on the count of the fox's death. He wouldn't have wanted it that way. All right?
All right, thanks.
All right, he'll be missed. We'll take a little break. Carrot Top is here tonight. I'll tell you where you can find him, and we'll talk to more of you after this.
Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Carrot Top's our guest tonight.
Barely enough time to pee on the show.
It'll be, you just do it. You catheterize yourself. You can do it right here in the studio. Like Drew does.
Yeah.
You can use it when I'm done. he'll be at the Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo.
I was going to say, in San Luis Obispo.
And don't call it San Luis when you're over there, by the way. They get all uptight. That's coming up on October 26th, 27th, the Fox Theater in beautiful Bakersfield.
There you go.
And Universal Amphitheater out here in Universal City. That's October 29th. See, that's a pretty big hall over there.
Yeah, it's huge. In fact, anyone that wants to come is...
Just come on out.
I fill that bastard up. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
I almost said the F word. God, I'm so...
It
had a few drinks at the Improv tonight.
It's like 6,500 people
in
there.
It's huge.
Or something.
Big, yeah.
Carrot Top can be found on Politically Incorrect tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
With?
You know, I don't know the people that I was with. The panel people. One of the guys is on like the black version of ER. Don't know what that show is called.
That new one? There's a new
the ER.
Giddings Crossing.
Yeah, Giddings Crossing. Thank you, Giddings Crossing. But it was like an ER for, yeah.
Right.
And then two other people, very, very nice people on the show. It was fun.
Well, like political analysts or something
like that? You know, I don't know. I don't do homework. I just show up and they go, here's your chair, sit there, and you've got a show.
Yeah.
They give you a couple questions and you go out there and you just be funny.
What were your topics tonight?
Sex, which is kind of funny that we're on this show. Yeah.
And
a night of sex. It was about marriage. It was about, most people now are, you buy a woman a car. It was about, It's an agreement, basically, what the question was. Most marriages and sex are incompatible. And the question was, you know, there's a question that said, most people, you buy a woman a car and she'll give you sex tonight. Is that right? And I'm like, usually a car. Usually I got to buy a house, a car, and some cash, and a boat, and all kinds of crap. So got to be lucky to get off of the Saturn, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it's usually, yeah.
Sure.
So it was a lot of fun. It was fun talking about, you know, the fact that I'm talking about sex. It was great.
Good,
I love being on this show. Like, who's going to believe what I have to say about sex?
Did Bill
play? So I was laying in bed with this chick. You're like, no, you weren't. Show us some more toys.
Oh,
you know?
We know you get one.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Because that Vegas cash, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a seedy underbelly to the comedy world.
Oh, absolutely.
And Carrot Top, you don't fool me for a second.
Yeah.
God knows what your taste is.
He's one of them?
I know. I know he's got a hankering for something sexually. I'm sure we could get some bizarre stories out of some women.
Did you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
His lines are open.
Did you talk to Bill Maher about his preferences?
Oh, I know what Bill's preferences are.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Yeah, he likes...
They even said, I said, when I talk to Bill, I have a little gift for him before the show. They go, well, he's kind of busy right now. Like, what's he busy right now? What is he doing?
Yeah, he's banging half of Vietnam.
Right. Damn it, I need a TV show.
Oh, my God. Bill is like, it's like a, his underpants are like an IHOP. There's,
yeah.
It's an international house of cheesecake,
right?
Over there. I mean, he has a new exotic woman every time.
Every
I
night.
See him.
They look like, and they are exotic. Every time I've been there, it's a new woman. He's like, you know, so and so. I'm like, oh, that's the kind
Let
of
Let me tell you, though, exotic.
You're, what grade are you in?
Right.
Well, if her father hadn't pulled her out of school and forced her to work the rice paddy, she would be in grade 10 by now. Yeah, 10th grade. Right. She,
I have huge breasts, and I'm skinny. I'm not fat.
Yeah. Here's the problem with dating exotic women. Exotic is sort of a euphemism now, which means could be a dude. You know what I'm saying?
Not
the
real
devil.
Oh, okay,
no.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
You do have to be careful, especially out here. You really do have to check twice.
Oh, yeah.
Squeeze.
Yeah, that's why I have a personal assistant. Chris?
There you go.
Yeah.
I want him to make sure to do. Chris, you're 16. What's up?
Well, I just found out that my dad has hepatitis C, and I was wondering what the likelihood of me having it was.
Very unlikely, presuming that your mom doesn't have it. Is that accurate?
Well, see, I don't know that, because I haven't seen my mom since I was, like, 6.
How'd your dad get it? Is he an IV drug user?
Yeah, he used to be.
Well, it's not an easy disease to contract. You basically have to share needles. You have to be exposed to blood products. There is a mother-to-child transmission, potentially, as I understand. But again, it's not likely you're going to caught this. There's even debate about whether it's a sexually transmitted disease. I'm firmly convinced that it is. I've definitely seen cases, in my opinion, where that's occurred.
Okay.
But you don't get it as a household contact. It's not like a flu or something you're going to catch in your house.
You're not a Hispanic guy, are you?
No.
Okay. So make sure there's no confusion. Because you could have said, Dad, I want to talk to you about hepatitis. And I went, hepatitis C! You see? That's a little Mexican humor.
Womp, womp, womp.
Thank you.
Hepatitis C is one of the more...
You can use that in your act.
No, really. You should. You take that one.
Yeah, it's a long setup. You got to have the kid fall in and stuff.
Is there a visual to go with that one?
No, I can't. Well, we put the sombrero on.
Yeah,
you got it.
Hey, this
is a disease that I've been talking about for a long time. It's sort of the next AIDS. It's a retro. It's a virus similar to HIV. It's not technically a retrovirus.
And Drew says he's going to give me a vaccination for it.
No, so B.
All right. How long have you been threatening to do that?
B.
How long? 5 years.
I don't remember ever mentioning
what is,
fact,
what is hepatitis B?
B is very different. B is much more contagious.
B?
The acute infection is much more severe in hepatitis B. It's not as likely to cause chronic liver disease as hepatitis C. And those people that are unlucky enough to get chronic hepatitis C, as Chris's dad has, more than half of those get cirrhosis, and a big percentage of those get cancer. So it is something that needs to be followed. It is now treatable. A combination of ribavirin is now in the interferon. There's new long-acting interferons out there.
Yeah.
That you have about a 30 to 50% cure rate.
Do you treat it like you treat HIV?
No, not yet. Not like that.
Right.
You actually try to cure it.
You do.
You either cure or you don't.
Corey?
Yes.
You're 23.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. At the age of 19, I was stupid and I got married. Good at father wrong reasons. But it turned into a great relationship, and we were married for about 2.5 years.
What's up? But she took the phone when you got the
phone? Get a new phone.
I'll see what the one you got when you subscribed to Sports Illustrated in 1975.
No, well, at about 2 years, she had a 4-year-old son when we got married. Well, after about 2 years, he came up to me and he said that he saw mommy kissing somebody at McDonald's. And I was like, no. Well, there was all these signs of adultery going on.
All right. Listen, here's the problem. Your phone line's screwy. So
well, what happened?
You got to get to it.
Okay. I put her in jail for adultery and bigamy.
You put her in jail?
She was married to somebody else?
Yeah. While we got married, Texas has a wonderful law that says you have to be split for 6 months before you can get the decree signed. Well, I put her in jail. And a lot of my friends are saying I did it for the wrong reasons. I did it for self-satisfaction because she pissed me off. And now I found her. I know where she is. She's out of jail.
I see.
And I just want her.
So. Oh, my God. You idiot.
Now we know why your friends are pissed.
Yeah.
Because you're an idiot.
It's fine to precipitate consequences for someone's actions. That's fine. She should have a consequence for her actions.
Right.
And that's it. Let go. Forgiveness is a virtue. Seriously. You're going to be just stuck in that mire of hatred.
And how old is this guy?
23.
Yeah, he's got to move on.
Listen, all you idiots who are into getting revenge, who's the joke on? You're the one who's camped outside of her house with binoculars till right. 4 in the morning and you're in your El Camino.
And you're a young guy. Move
yeah,
on.
You're 23.
Right.
Just go get laid somewhere, would you, you idiot? But here's the biggest joke you can play on your ex. You take some crap, you wrap it in newspaper, and you light it on fire. No, the biggest joke you can play.
That's a good one, actually.
It's just becoming successful and moving on.
Yeah, having a great relationship. And
forget about that. You just mold yourself into something successful, you know?
Yeah.
You go play Vegas with Carrot Top.
There you go.
You open for Carrot Top.
I need an opening act.
And actually, Cookie Cutter in the Jar.
He's great. And here he comes.
Yeah, he opens for.
Oh my God, he's nuts.
We'll take ourselves a little break. He says that about you too.
No, he really is great.
He means it.
All right,
we'll take a little break. Carrot Top is here, and we'll be back after this.
All right.
Hello. Who is this? This is the Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191. Love Line. We'll be right back.
Maybe better that you don't hear me, actually.
Where's the new intro that I've mastered?
Yeah, we'll play that tomorrow night.
Oh.
Okay. Carrot Top is our guest tonight. Drew is going to the Skirball Center tomorrow night.
And, oh, yeah.
And so am I.
Oh, it's great. Awesome.
Yeah, every year Adam has some sort of emotional outburst at the Skirball Center. Every year.
I'm keeping it real this year,
yeah,
Drew.
No doubt. You won't like, you know,
you're stuff. Great in the Billboard Awards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I was there in the audience.
Now I know you're BSing.
No, I really thought that was great. You and Kathy were great. I mean, I was sitting there going, this is great. I didn't...
Thanks.
Yeah.
I never have...
Have you all, like, just reamed you for this? No, you were great. It's like Letterman at the Oscars? No, you were great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
so very entertaining. It's very funny.
So he wants to be on a man show badly.
No, honestly, I think... As a comic, I like to see entertaining things, and I thought you guys pulled that off great. I would hate to have that kind of pressure of like being the host of something like that, and it's sucking, and you guys killed it.
Thank you. To tell you the truth, I didn't feel any pressure until just before the show when people kept telling me, don't you feel a lot of pressure? And no, and they go, but it's live. And I go, oh, yeah. And there's going to be 18,000 people in the arena. And I'm like, okay, thanks. No, I just crapped myself. You happy?
But there's a million people watching right now.
Or listening.
Listening.
Live TV is a great
one. Yeah, but they're all
still. There's only four watching right now.
I don't, I never think about
that. There's a lot
listening. Six listening.
Oh, six, okay.
Billy?
Yeah.
You're 26.
Yeah.
What is up?
My question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I just recently got a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And it seems like I'm shooting my load a lot quicker.
Well, people describe it being more intense for a short while after the procedure.
Yeah, my friend told me that too.
Yeah.
He should get one every week. I was like, well, I'm trying to.
It's a one-time gig. But
oh, really? Can't get one every week?
He usually doesn't.
Son of a bitch.
Cause any prematurity. I've never read that or heard of that.
Well, maybe now it's just the sort of pull-out pressure's off and you're free. You know what I mean?
Well, I've never really pulled out. I have three kids. That's why I went and done it.
Well, I see.
No.
God bless you.
You don't mess around.
And when do you think it shaved off your time sexually?
About 10 minutes.
From what to what?
Huh?
How long was it before?
Started at 11.
No, it was about 13 to 15 minutes before.
Now you're at about 5.
Well, 3
yeah,
or 5.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Huh. Lucky. Is that odd?
That's peculiar.
Never heard it before.
I've never heard that complaint. But how long ago was the procedure?
In June.
Wow, it's interesting. Have you talked to the urologist about it?
No, I haven't. I haven't talked to him since it happened.
You should talk to him about it. You weren't using a condom or something like that before, were you?
No.
And what about after you had the procedure, how long did you have to not fiddle with your junk?
A week.
A week.
Yeah.
And maybe is that week the longest you've went?
Well,
yeah.
Without from a woman? Yeah.
Without anything?
Well, without anything, yeah.
What I'm saying is maybe that one... Maybe that 1 week interruption
interrupted his whole
life's flow and chi, you know what I mean? I mean, God knows if I went 3 days without yanking myself off, what would happen?
Your chi would...
I'm amazing after that. Yeah, I'm that after 3 days.
Speaking of explosions, did you hear those damn sonic booms today?
Yes, what was that?
It was the... the space shuttle coming out.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was
Hey,
was,
Charlie.
I thought it was a bomb
Charlie's
going off.
Yeah. Oh, space. I thought they were, like, just making room to build another house.
That's,
or something
I thought
like
it was either construction, a major explosion,
right.
Or like
space.
A bomb.
Just
going
making space.
Yeah, I heard it today about noon or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, around noon,
too.
Yeah.
Was it that late?
Yeah. Yeah.
It double, boom, boom.
Wild.
Right?
It was a big boom.
That. Where does that thing land? At Edwards?
Yes.
And is that the sound of it when it's entering the atmosphere?
Could you imagine having sex during that thing? You're like, boom, boom. You're like, oh, yeah, huh? How am I? Like, you're the man.
Well,
like,
you can time
like
that, right?
Sonic,
you know when it's coming down.
Sonic boom. Yeah. They would think you're the man, right?
That's what that was.
Yeah, time's the man. What's up?
Where'd you hear that? Could you hear it everywhere?
No, yeah. Everywhere. Oh, yeah.
I was in Pasadena looking around. I thought something had gone off.
I was in Orlando.
I said to myself, I thought that is not normal. So that's something.
Now,
I don't know what it is, but it's something. And then I heard on the news tonight they were talking about it.
I thought Star Jones did a jumping jack. I swear to God, there was something weird.
That was her labia flapping.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrea?
Yeah.
You're 21. What's up?
Well, actually, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their history of dysfunctional childhood. And I was wondering, is it possible to get through all that without therapy or medication? You guys are always recommending.
What happened to you?
Oh, geez. I mean, go down the line. I grew up without a mother, and my dad's been married, divorced 3 times, alcoholic parents.
No. Are you an alcoholic?
No.
I think I'm your brother.
Did you
could become a comedian.
Any sexual abuse?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Really? From your father?
Oh, no, no.
Oh. Who was it?
Actually, it was my mother's boyfriend when I was very young.
How old?
5.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's...
Well, we were going to say it is possible, but not in your case. You've been through too much.
Listen, people find creative solutions to all sorts of life traumas.
That's right. You can pierce yourself excessively, tattoo yourself.
Unfortunately, the culture today doesn't afford people or offer many healthy alternatives or a direction that helps you do it in a real way.
Right.
It gives you all sorts of weird Band-Aids that gratify you in the moment but do nothing to heal the big picture.
Well, so, how are you doing in your life, Andrea?
Well, I was in an abusive relationship for 3 years, and I've been out of that for the past 2 years. And, I go to junior college. I know you've rehashed that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time for an intervention. Are you kidding?
And I'm in a healthy relationship now.
You are.
Well, relationships can get you through this. That's the point.
You're not... you're not sabotaging this healthy relationship?
Oh, no, not at all. And that was one of his first things when we got together, is he just did not think it was going to last because of my history. And it's really been good.
How long has it been?
2 years.
You sound pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And here's my point. What could it hurt?
Some little treatment.
A little therapy.
I don't know. I mean...
But how much better can you do than fine? She has she's not depressed, no anxiety, she's in a stable relationship.
Anxiety comes up,
Yeah, but it's not something that you're not complaining that I've got to have these symptoms controlled. They're fine. I mean, what's your goal? What's the goal here? And you're doing fine, Andrea.
Are strong enough to really to get past these kind of things on your own without medication.
It's unusual. It's very unusual.
Yeah.
But, for now...
I think I worry about it too much. Is it possible, Can I really do it? Or am I just, faking myself out?
Well, listen, here's the deal. If you're doing it, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Who cares how you're doing it?
Right.
So, fine. Hats off to you. On the other hand, like I said, you've been through a lot. And if you're thinking about it a lot and you want to explore that, then you get a little therapy.
All right.
You don't have to.
But, I've been to counseling before. It just doesn't seem like...
Well, maybe
you don't need counseling.
Maybe the time's not right. You give it a few years.
It's been a long time since I had, my dad has talked to me about going to, Al-Anon just as a group thing.
I think that would be great for you, by the way, because I have grown up in the alcoholic family and all that. That would be a very efficient way to make a connection.
Drew, what about the danger of sort of getting immersed in this lifestyle, this Al-Anon, AA kind of group mentality, and never getting out?
I think that's unusual. I think there's a bigger risk of her sort of diving in and being unraveled emotionally and having a lot of stuff come up that could cause symptoms and maybe make her worse than she is.
They're not dealing with that on her own? She seemed fine, right. So a lot of them don't need that. I mean, if it came from a... My dad was an alcoholic. My parents split up when I was in, junior high. It was a rough time. And I just days I go, man, I was, I went to camp, and I was abused there, too, and it's, all kinds of crazy ways. But You kind of go through it your own,
Camp,
way.
Adam, camp.
It was. It was camp. It was awesome. No, it was awful. No, it was awful. It was the worst thing ever, but it was also a growing experience for me. And who knows? And I went to junior college, too. What's a junior college thing?
Oh, really?
Junior college sucked, but I went through it, and I hated it, but I couldn't afford to go to college, so I had to do this thing. I had to go to junior college, and God forbid.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Florida. Oh, and speaking of the sonic boom, my dad worked at NASA, at the Space Center, so when he said sonic boom, I didn't even know that there was a shuttle today. I grew up with the whole Space Center. My dad worked at NASA the whole nine yards, an engineer. And
he was an alcoholic?
Yeah.
That's reassuring.
Well, it's, yeah, that's, yeah. You know, seriously, Houston had a problem. That's because my father, like, crap, Larry, damn it.
Is he still working there?
No,
he's still alive?
He's retired. Did he's still alive, absolutely.
Did
he's
he
a very healthy
work
guy.
For Morton Thiokol? And
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, he was retired.
Was he still working at NASA when Carrot Top was
great, yeah. That may have put him into retirement. Yeah. No, I think it was kind of cool because all of his engineer buddies are like, your son's Carrot Top? It's like, yeah, he'll be on the Tonight Show tonight. And they'd watch and they'd go, that was your... But if you look at my act, it's very engineer-like. I create things, and I think I got a lot of my father in me. And a lot of my mother's personality.
And a little bit of camp counselor.
And a little bit of camp counselor in me. Right. I was sexually abused, by the way, of my camp counselor. And he goes, you got any squirrels in there? You got any squirrels in there? After you take a shower, he'd put your hands in your pants and, like, test your... Yeah.
What?
He'd go, you got any nuts? You got any squirrels down there in your thing? And I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know what's weird? As you get older, you start thinking, holy crap, I was sexually abused.
Right.
Like, when I see these celebrities on these shows going, I was sexually molested. I'm thinking, who wasn't? I mean, like, everybody had that day when you're... When somebody
how
did something.
How old were you?
I don't know. 28? No. I was like 13.
That's why I said
12.
I'm sending my kid to Jewish camp, even though he won't be Jewish, just so he won't get molested.
I was molested in your parking lot tonight.
Really? Well,
I'm not going to, not when I said enjoy it, I'm just saying it happened.
That's called a hernia check. Yeah, hernia check. That's the story of doing that, right, bud?
But it was true. I mean, everybody, you think everybody at one point in their life had that?
Drew does. Here's a problem. No? Tear it up.
Really?
Drew has triplets that are almost 8 years old.
Oh, really?
So when you talk about molestation of children,
what?
He gets weird.
I'm not saying that I was molested necessarily. I'm just saying you have
sexual abuse.
Exactly. It wasn't like molested. It wasn't like having sex with it. It was just a moment where I went, you know, this isn't right. Yeah. That's all. There's something weird, and you don't know who to talk to. Who do you go to and say, hey, this guy just grabbed me, or this woman just said molested me. He's like, you just went, this isn't right.
So here's a woman, Adam, molested him.
Oh, really? No.
I think
was
I had...
One? Had wait, you want, had both?
I think I had both, actually. Yeah. I think I had... The guys are like, hey, weird.
You need to pull a counselor out of
the same thing,
here.
Yeah.
Check your nuts?
Yeah, well, she was just like, you know, yeah, it was...
What kind of camp was
kind
this?
Kind of a fondling kind of thing.
What kind
of
camp was this?
It was a camp I want to go back to.
Yeah.
Damn it. It ends up taking me again. I mean,
is this in Florida?
Got a check pulled out. No, it's in Georgia, of all places.
What are we doing in Georgia? You're in Florida.
I did. My parents said,
here's the point. You're laughing. You're crying all the way to the bank now.
No, right? I'm actually kind of upset that this came out in the air.
You're laughing and crying all the way to the bank.
I'm having a great time.
I mean,
wouldn't
you say...
Tears of the clown, guys.
Yeah, wouldn't you say that you're... colorful childhood. Don't you think that's what would help you along with your sense of humor?
Absolutely.
Not that you wouldn't have been funny.
No, but you're skinny, you're red hair and freckles. Of course, you're the class clown. You want to do something to fit in to make yourself feel like one of the
right.
Again,
you're captain of the football team.
No, I wasn't captain of the football.
You might not have had
exactly
the sense of humor and going to Vegas and making millions of dollars.
Exactly, millions.
Tony. Oh yes.
I need millions.
Tony, you're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you guys could do the lightning round or the Dr. Drew boogie.
I'll tell you what, Tony.
Yeah.
The lightning round is something I say for the end of some shows, but not when we have a guest.
Okay.
I'll do it on the first night we don't have a guest.
Okay.
All right, but we can play the Dr. Drew boogie.
All right, that'd be fun.
You want to hear the Dr. Drew shuffle? The Dr.
Tony,
boogie.
Where are you calling from?
Boogie.
Where's Tony calling from?
Georgia.
Salt Lake.
Oh, Salt Lake City, right on, cool.
Yeah.
All right, play the boogie.
All right, hold on, Tony.
Ow!
Have sex with me. Gee, it hurts. Have sex with me. Faggot better. Have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born. So I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Tried to be straight. I thought I shouldn't be straight. I was confused.
Hurt?
No. Pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. Makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex. Felt no effect. I've got the lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? You're fat. You're gay. Confused.
I'm sick.
You're overweight. You're full of burden. You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew's right.
It reminds me of that.
Ow!
I don't call enough people.
Ow! That's me. I like
that.
That. That's me. Hey.
That's a serendipity.
It's a Keratop classic right here at 97.5.
Let's get the owl.
Wrong station.
Let's record it clean owl. Go ahead.
Ow! Wait, let me do it. No, I did it already. You don't need a new one, do you?
Yeah,
ow! Ow! My damn bastard. Ow!
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. All right, carve that up.
Carve that up.
Here we go. Jeff.
Hello?
You're 17?
Hey,
dude, what's up?
I love you guys.
Thanks.
I've been listening since, like, you started talking about Boomville.
Thank you. It was many years ago.
Yeah, it was.
A faint memory now, and a failed dream.
And a story about being nine, remember?
Ooh. What's up there, Jeff?
Okay, my question is, how long does ecstasy stay in your system?
It's pretty short.
What time is it now?
12 hours or so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That long?
But the effects can go on essentially for a lifetime.
Oh,
honestly?
Good. That's right.
No, honestly?
Honestly, you can have... if you do ecstasy more than 20 times, let's say, you should expect depression, panic attacks, and anxiety, potentially the rest of your life.
Caritab, you can't do drugs.
No, but I've done ecstasy.
Yeah, I have too. But don't you...
I've done ecstasy.
Like, if I
loved that. You know what the problem was? I loved it. I was like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How many times did I...
19. Because 20, I'm
curious. One of the things ecstasy stimulates, I was telling you about this the other night, it stimulates the amygdala, which is a region that of the brain that monitors for novelty.
Mm.
So it makes things that are different or even routine seem out of the ordinary and special and interesting.
Yeah.
And you overdo that part of the brain and you lose that ability. Now everything seems...
Well, I have to be honest with you guys without sounding stupid or humorous here, because I want to be humorous, but at the same time...
Be honest.
A lot of people say, oh, you do drugs, dude, you're rocking. You know, it's like at the same time, people that do those drugs that look to me like, to find what you just said, that novelty, that song, I'm already kind of freaked. I'm already whacked.
Right.
When I did it, I found myself depressed. I found myself not finding that. I was beyond. When I'm not on drugs, I'm having a great time right now. I'm completely sober, not drugged, nothing. But when I did that, I found myself, I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, I was like, it didn't get me off like I thought it was going to get me off.
Well, what about,
I just enjoyed it.
What about
pot? But a lot of people, well, reefer, you know, pot, as my mom would say, grass, are you on the grass? It's so funny to hear your parents say, you know, where are you getting this? You know, can you find me some? Because we're getting ripped off, you know, at work. But your grass is like, or pot, whatever, bobo, the whole, you know,
right.
Ganja, all the words. I think it's just like, it's a recreational kind of thing. It's so stupid. I don't know why it's such a big, bad drug. And is that cause shown harm? Beyond excessive use. I'm not saying
it's no different than alcohol or tobacco.
Right, so anything excessive, I mean...
And it's profoundly addictive for some people. Profoundly.
Very small.
And that's where it gets...
Because I don't find that addictive at all. In fact, I've done a few times, could go a year without it. 2 years.
Yeah,
2 months, 2 hours.
Thing.
And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'll do a little one.
But
it's fun.
Carrot top.
It's recreational.
When you get stoned, you go, oh, my God, I'm Carrot Top.
No, I do that when I'm sober.
I mean?
Oh, my God, I'm Carrot Top. What have I done to myself?
Last time I got stoned, I went, oh, my God, I'm Carrot Top. I'm this trunk humor is not going to work on the radio.
No.
No, I'll tell you seriously. I barely smoke weed anymore, and the reason I don't smoke much pot anymore is because I have like two mortgages and a big nut every week.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm with you.
And I'm 36,
Amen.
And I think to myself, I'm going to get stoned and I'm going to start freaking out.
Amen.
Like, it's easy to get stoned when you've got nothing going on in your mind.
I agree. No, I'm looking at you like I'm agreeing with you. I'm actually going, hey, I found my brother here. I agree with you. And the same thing with, you know, I drink when I'm home and have a good glass of wine. Like, I'm not a drinker, like, as far as getting smashed. I went out there the night in Hollywood. I never go out in Hollywood. Had a couple glasses of wine, and I got pulled over on Sunset Boulevard. This is not a joke. Sunset Boulevard, right in front of the comedy store.
Right.
And maybe the cop's listening. He says he's going to come to my show. I have a show at Universal Studios. They use an amphitheater on the Sunday. And they got pulled me over, and of all things, I've never been pulled over. Ow! Never
right.
been pulled over in my life in, like, let's say 25 years.
November 5th in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, I was 10 when I got pulled over.
Right.
But I got pulled over,
right.
and the guy says, you've been drinking. I said, I had a glass of wine. He says, glass of wine? I said, I had a couple glasses of wine. And he said, really? Well, so you sure? I said, absolutely. And I pulled over, and I think about all the times people have been pulled over, and I know what it is. It's like, it's that pressure of you have authority and you have yourself, and there you are, and you stand there going, you know, I'm not drunk, and thank God I wasn't, but I was like, I did have two glasses of wine.
Maybe you get out to do the test?
Well, I was wondering, I said, what if two glasses of wine is drunk?
Yeah.
Because I was fine. So I get out, I get the car, he does the whole thing. Touch your nose, do this, so right. Put your head up, count to 30. I get done, and it was all intimidation kind of thing. He says, count to 30. So I get done. And he said, when you get to 30, count, said time. Got to 30, said time. He says, well, where did you decide on 30? I said, well, I counted.
Right.
Well, how did you count to 30? I said, I just counted to 30. He says, uh-huh. And he's trying to, like, trick you. See, when you're drunk, you don't know how to respond to that. So you're like, no. I was like, well, I counted to 30.
Right.
And so...
Is this on Sunset?
On Sunset, right, literally crossing, like, the sky bar.
You saw that.
People must be, like, honking.
Oh, no, they're going Carrot Top! And the guy said, they're going Carrot Top. And he thinks because of the red hair. And da-da-da, it goes on. And I said, I'm having a little hard time concentrating because I'm being heckled here by people. And one guy walks, I swear to God, so I go, hey, Carrot Top! He said, let him go. And I said, I go, no, really, I'm fine. Uh-huh. I was like, get away from me. You're ruining my whole thing here. I said, I'm fine.
Right.
And the cop looks at him like, this cop had braces. It was really funny because he had braces.
Oh.
I mean, he's like 18. He's like, he's like, just keep it moving. I said, I'm fine. Sorry. He said, you know that guy? I said, no, but how does he know you? I said, well, now I'm afraid to say.
Drug deal.
I'm on TV or I'm a comedian. So I said, well, I'm a comedian. He says, comedian. I said, yeah. He says, well, it's not real funny now, is it? I said, I never said it was funny. Now all of a sudden I'm like defensive. I'm like, I didn't say it was funny. I'm just trying to, you do your duty. You know, you're a police officer of law, do your duty. I'm not drunk. I'm going to pass this test because I'm not drunk. And I'm thinking, maybe I will. No, yeah. I said, I'm not drunk. I want to do whatever I have to do to pass this test. Let's move it on.
Yeah.
Because I want to go home. And so sure enough, he does the whole thing. And then 20 minutes go by. And now he's doing a whole anal search. I'm thinking, is this part of the drug test? This is weird. This is the weirdest alcohol test I've ever had in my life. But I actually enjoyed it. No, I actually enjoyed it. I said, you know what? You should check. I had three glasses. Check again. But no, I get done and everything's fine, and so the whole thing, then he says, okay, I'm going to give you a ticket for taking a left out of the so-and-so, you know, this road.
Right.
I haven't taken 20 years.
Right. I like that, as long as that we pulled you over for else.
Yeah,
well, I got to get
Yeah. Get the ticket book.
God, I don't want to waste your time.
So
here you go.
Yeah, his assistant, Tubbs or Crockett or whatever the guy was, Ponch, he says, I'm coming. Just kidding, by the way, if you're listening, because I have to drive home from here. He says, I'm coming to your show. On Sunday, the amphitheater. On my life, I said. Well, then, I said, why do you guys give me such a hard time? You can tell them I'm not drunk. He said, well, you know, my buddy here, he's the guy. I'm like, well, tell him I'm cool. He's like, he doesn't play that game. I'm like, well, you know what game? Like, it's a game. I'm like, it's not a game. Just tell him I'm cool. I'm not.
So
I had to pull my pockets out. You holding something? I'm like, no, I have props in my pocket. Well, I guess they would check the props.
So you passed.
I passed and everything's fine, but I got a ticket. I got a ticket for whatever. I didn't do anything wrong.
What was the sort of parting shot to you?
What was the party?
Like, drive safely or sorry, it took so long.
No, there was no party thing except you have, you know, notice to appear so-and-so. I said, so I have to appear in court? And he goes, no, you just mail it in. I said, oh, okay, great. Yeah, I think he said buckle up and be safe or whatever. I don't know what he said.
Give a hoot.
I think he said give up the props. Something weird like that. Yeah, ditch the props.
You're funny without the props.
Yeah, you're funny without the props. Ditch them fish.
Joe?
We got to go to break.
Hold on.
Are we going to go to break?
Joe, you're first there.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? You can fart on command?
Sure can.
Right on. Do it.
Let's hear it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get it down.
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, I'm up to your
Yeah, it sucks. I got getting more action than I am right now. I gotta learn that. Joe, help me. Hook me up, buddy.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
Did a penis come flying out of your ass when you did that? Let's hear the unobstructed one. Do you suck in, too?
Yeah.
But I want to hear the inhale as
okay,
well.
Okay, here
we go.
You suck in.
Oh, my God. That was good.
Yeah, it was good, Joe.
That was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
The address is CBS.
I think that's what you call a gift. Probably passed down from generation to generation.
Oh, 15, too.
Yeah, great, great, great grandfather.
Yeah,
probably
15,
blowing,
you got a future.
Blowing wind on the Mayfly. All right. Joe, you're wonderful. You keep up the good work.
Okay.
All right.
You had an ending my cop routine. Thank you.
Carrot Top is bring Joe up on stage if you think slow down.
Right, exactly.
I want to introduce you to someone's ass. Young Joe. Come here, buddy. Thank you. Carrot Top's here. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Hi, this is Violent J.
And this is Shaggy 2 Dope
from the Insane Clown Posse.
And you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla
and Dr. Drew.
Those two Ivy Leaguers will be in here tomorrow night. Insane Clown Posse, everyone.
Those guys are nuts.
Carrot Top.
I'm going to stop by and just, like, meet those guys. Is it possible?
They're scary.
Really?
You know.
Are they made of makeup and stuff in here?
They wear the mask.
Did they really?
Yeah. We've never seen them. We've never seen their faces.
No, we have.
I saw them in a girl's gear today.
We saw it, like, on the back of a record label or something. Record.
Wait a minute. Didn't those guys, they had their hoods off last time they were in here, didn't they?
Yeah, they had.
Did they?
I don't know. I don't know. The point is, those Mexican wrestling masks are very frightening. Especially on guys that are big enough to be, actually bigger than Mexican wrestlers.
Are they really that big?
Traditionally, big guys? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they go, and I'm not exaggerating. They're probably they're both either 6'3", 6'4".
Really?
Well over 200 pounds.
Yeah, big guys.
Yeah, the big old corn-fed white guys.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is when they're wearing the Mexican wrestling mask.
What are you looking at, Doc?
Nothing. Barbara?
Uh-huh.
What's up? You're 32.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I actually just have a question for Carrot Top.
Oh, right on. Yay, my first question. I hope I can help me out, Doc. If anybody...
Really? Your very first question?
Well, I mean, for the night as far as...
For you, your very
first question. Just me and
Barbara. About 10 seconds from hanging up on the floor. Yeah,
okay, good.
I just want to give Carrot Top some more action than, like, farting on command.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, Barbara. Can you queef or something?
Can I do what?
No, go ahead. What's your question?
My question is, are you seeing anyone?
Am I seeing anyone?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Dr. Drew and Adam right now.
No. I mean, like, romantically.
Oh, no, not romantically.
You're not.
No. Where do you live?
Well, actually, we've met.
Oh, crap.
I know. Well, what do you mean?
No, it's good. Where do we meet at?
Are you doing anything on the 27th?
Where'd you meet?
Where's the 27th?
The 27th of October.
When is that,
though? In Maui.
You're going to be in Bakersfield at the Fox Theater.
Yeah, Bakersfield. Thank you, Doug. Yeah. I'll be in Bakersfield at the Fox Theater. Yeah.
So you'll be in Maui and he'll be in Bakersfield.
I was hoping we could make those freckles into one big, like, little love fest or something.
Well, I'll be at the Universal Amphitheater on the
29th.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to Carrot Top for a second. Yeah. I'm going to defend you for a second.
Or Mars, Florida.
Miss Barbara has to be incredible looking because she is worthless. She is the most unappealing sounding woman I've ever heard in my life, which means she has to be good looking.
Clearwater, Florida, November 11th.
I just like the woman saying, I want to get together with Carrot Top.
I'm going to turn all those freckles into one big melanoma.
Whatever, yeah, melanoma.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, sounded good.
Barbara?
I heard all of that.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, really?
Did you run into him at an airport?
Yes, I did.
Which one?
Airport. Denver.
And listen, Barbara, here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to not be insane for about a minute, and then you can go back to your normally insane when you hang up the phone. But right now, I need you to follow along. What airport did you see him at?
Well, the Salt Lake City Airport.
I see. And how long ago was this?
Probably about a month, maybe.
And did you go up and talk to him?
Hell yes, I did.
And you introduced yourself?
Yes, I did.
And you had a little conversation?
Of course I did.
And did he ask for your phone number?
Hell no.
There you go.
No. Did you exchange bicycles?
You would have remembered her if you liked her, right?
Yeah, I guess. She sounded nice, though. That's too bad.
Nice and crazy, just the way Carrot Top likes him. Imagine you have to hook up with someone very sane, or you're gonna give birth to a mad scientist.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you got those genes, alcoholic, sonic booming, mad scientist genes running through your veins. Greg,
hello.
You're 26.
Yeah.
What's up?
You guys were talking a little politically last night, and I didn't get through till tonight. But I was just curious on Dr. Drew's views on using marijuana for medical purposes. Because
that's one of the questions coming up on our ballot here in the state of Nevada.
Well, we've got that kind of law here in California, and it's basically a big sham.
Well, it doesn't seem to work, though.
I mean, no one seems to use it.
Well, I read something about it in the paper today about California. It's like a big tug of war between the federal government and state government.
It's really ridiculous. There really is no condition for which marijuana is the best drug or even a great drug.
It's probably even a good drug.
There's just hundreds of other much more effective, much safer, much better drugs. Now, and by the way, I've never had a request for medical marijuana from someone that wasn't a marijuana addict. Now, if somebody has cancer or AIDS and they feel better and they eat better when they have marijuana, they ought to have it.
Mm. Right.
So, I think the whole point about marijuana that I make is that we can't have any rational discussions about it because it's such a hypocritical, it's treated so hypocritically.
Right. Well, see, that's the thing, because you have the explanation for and against, and according to the, against, there's more medicines out there. And
there are, but look, it's really the reason people put these things on the ballot to try to get things closer to legalization. That's really the reason.
Right.
And I wish they'd just state that, or just get over it, and let's just have that discussion. Let's have the discussion on whether or not this thing should be legalized.
You put the cart in front of the horse here.
I think
call the kettle black.
No, I think somebody could come out. I'll run for president of the platform legalizing marijuana.
People have been trying to legalize marijuana for 50 years. It's not working, so they went to Plan B, which is medical marijuana.
Part of the reason they're working, they've never had a strong candidate stand up and just say, hey, let's just do this.
I talked about this in my last campaign.
Please.
I want to have sex.
They're afraid to do it.
Let me say something to all the people who have experimented with drugs and now want to run for office. This whole, I was in college. I don't give a rat's ass where you were or what you were. It drives me nuts that this has become an excuse. I don't mind someone doing drugs. I suspect everyone who's over the age of 30 has tried marijuana and tried a few other things. And if you haven't, frankly, I'm suspicious.
I'm not voting for you. Exactly. You're lying even more.
Show me a guy who's 42 years old that says, I've never tried marijuana once, and he ain't get my vote because I look at him as Squaresville. I don't look at him. I raise a brow of suspicion, and my brow weighs 5 pounds. So when I raise it, it's a big deal.
So really,
but this whole, hey, when I was in college, I did X, Y, and Z. All these Republican candidates always do this. Well, sure, I tried, but I was in college. So since when? And by the way, I hear this in college thing, and I know it sounds like I'm going on a weird tangent here, but I hear people talk about something they're sort of ashamed of, embarrassed of, or don't want people to know, they go, well, sure, when I was in college, I mean, what's the big deal about college? Just say when you were 20. It doesn't sound so good anymore. What about all us guys who didn't go to college? We're drug addicts?
These are my last 4 years in college.
All I'm saying is everyone's tried it. It's golden.
Wow.
That's good. And what's the big deal? And I do agree with
that was nice.
But really, it's like, got a contact.
But really, Adam,
this show is so much funnier now.
If they were like 22 to 50.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Who's tried pot? Yeah. I wish a candidate would just have the guts. I mean, like Clinton was designed in.
I didn't hail that stuff.
Oh, by the way, that was where the beginning of his lying spree began.
Yeah.
And it ran all the way through.
I'm going to vote for him again. I am.
I don't have a beef against a guy other than.
You can, but I voted for Gore.
Other than he's a compulsive liar.
I'm going to go for Martin Sheen. He's our president.
And a sociopath.
Let me say to the people of America and the nations of the world that I hate your ass. I swear to God I do.
I think if somebody, a strong candidate, stood up and said, my first move will be to legalize this thing, those voters that don't vote will suddenly start voting.
So my question is, why can't, now we talked about this on Politically Incorrect now, which by the way I'm on in like 18 minutes, why can't we legalize that? Why can't we legalize marijuana in the sense of, legalize it, though, only in the terms of kind of like how we do alcohol.
Yeah.
It's
right.
A home use. You use it at home. Right. If you're caught driving under the influence of it, you're going to jail just like you do alcohol.
Absolutely.
There's no reason why you can't sit home and listen to Love Line smashed out of your gore and
they
pot.
Do anyway, yeah.
No, but I mean, why can't we do it legally? Carrot Top has spoken, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. Because somebody made a movie called Reefer Madness in 1931.
It's just ridiculous.
And,
I don't understand.
We've been off the wagon ever since. I have no idea. I really don't. And furthermore, The fact that if I grow a pot plant in my backyard, I could lose my house. And by the way, these are Republicans who are for this, by the way. You so-called less government pussies. You so-called constitutional pussies. You're the ones who are leading this charge. And if I have a pot plant in my backyard, there's no reason why I shouldn't have my house auctioned off and carted off to jail. You call that less government?
But isn't that amazing that you can put they want to put people behind jail for using marijuana? It's like they'll put you behind bars, but you just can't test cosmetics on them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Doesn't
I don't
make
know
sense.
What that means.
I don't either, but it sounded brilliant.
But right on. Jenny? I mean, hold on a second. I mean, what is it with these Republicans? You know what I mean?
Well, the Democrats do sometimes.
Yeah, but
the liberals are trying to be.
They're all horrible. The Republicans, you never hear them stop talking about the Constitution and about this being a free country and people going to parts unknown to fight battles, these young men who laid their lives down so that we could stay free in this country. Meanwhile, you grow a pot plant in your backyard, they're all for guys rappelling down a helicopter and carting you off.
Well, this is the point that Bill Maher has always made, is that why isn't victimless crime issues a conservative point of view?
Yeah, why isn't it?
Right.
What about prostitution? What about drugs? Why isn't that? These are the people that all they do is champion the Constitution.
Exactly.
Freedom to bear arms, the right to bear arms, freedom of speech. All they're always standing behind the Constitution. So meanwhile, a guy would smoke a little reefer in his living room, he gets popped. The hell is that? Right. Make your minds up, you pussies. It drives me nuts. And they expect us to get behind them? It drives me insane. The things like, yeah, they want you to be able to have guns, but they're for mandatory minimums when it comes to first offenses for drugs. What is that?
I just found out you can say pussies on this show. This is so cool.
I don't know.
Maybe you can't say...
Oh.
You can say pussies.
You can say pussy. Sorry.
You can't say a more...
Oh, shut up.
Plural version of...
We're spinning.
I'm sorry. I just learned that.
Another word for
penis. Damn, this is great. After 2 hours, I had no idea.
You can't say another word for breasts.
Shut up. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 23.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Jenny.
Hi. Well, every now and then this happens. You know how guys can get turned on for no reason at all? Well, it happens to me.
And what's wrong with that?
Huh?
Why is that a problem?
Oh, it's not. It's great. I just wonder why.
Oh, boy.
It's just your
turned on for no reason. What? Explain more to this. I'm lost.
Okay. Well, I could be doing laundry.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, you know, or I could be taking a walk.
Is it?
Hey, Jenny?
Yeah?
Could you turn hee-haw down in the background there?
Hee-haw.
What are you listening to?
Infomercial.
All right, could you turn that down? Turn the Wonder Mop commercial down?
The Wonder Mop.
Tommy Boo, I heard him.
So I got stoned and bossed.
I'm getting kind of turned on thinking that you're watching some kind of infomercial.
Jenny, I'll tell you what. Let's get the infomercial. Don't tell us. All right?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start. We'll keep going around until we get there. I'm going to go with some sort of an engine additive in an automobile.
No.
Psychic friends.
Mm-mm.
Is it the spray-on hair?
What?
Psychic.
Oh, it's psychic. Damn it.
True, you son of a bitch.
First time.
I'm thinking spray-on hair. You
can't tell. I got a bald spot.
And psychic friends?
Yeah.
I use it on my balls, by the way.
So you got top coverage?
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny?
Yeah?
You all right? You mentally stable?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You have a man?
No.
Why not?
I have a toy, but not a man.
You a big gal?
No.
Huh?
You sound little. You sound petite.
I'm 120.
120?
You sound little.
4'4"?
You're fat.
True, please.
5'4".
All right, why don't you have a man?
Because, I don't know, they're all jerks.
Uh-uh. Where's daddy?
He's in bed.
She's right. They're all jerks. What are you talking about?
You living at home?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Why don't you get out of the house?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a car.
Oh, okay. Only three. But how about getting a life?
How about getting a job and getting out of the house?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, all right. Hey, listen. I spoke to one of your psychic friends. They predicted you're still going to be living at home 25 years from now.
I just moved back.
Oh, you just moved back? Worse.
Why'd you move back?
Get out!
What happened?
Everybody got kicked out of the apartment.
I see. All right. So the feds broke up the meth lab you guys had in the living room?
No.
All right, baby. Listen, take care of yourself. My parents.
My God.
My parents had a brilliant strategy about me moving back into the house.
Yeah, you're not coming in the house. You can move here, but you can't walk in the front door.
No. Here's what they did. I didn't know this until later on in life. Their plan was, let's make him so miserable while he's living here.
Oh, they're telling you that now?
Yes.
They just told you this?
Yes, they just told him. Let's make him so miserable, feel so unwanted, and make the place into such an asshole that he'll never, it's not going to be a thing where he drops out of college or gets canned from a job or girlfriend dumps him or gets hooked, strung out on heroin. He'll never come back. You know what I'm saying? Jail will be better than this place.
Is that right. Is that just what you assumed they were doing?
I know that was their plan.
They actually told you that.
No, they told me. They said it was a long, yes, it was a plan.
When did they tell you that?
Started at birth, went through age 19. Yeah. The plan was
get
to be so disillusioned, so unhappy with the environment, and realize the place was such a dump that I would never come back.
Yeah. That's actually very smart.
Brilliant job.
Right? Yes. Very smart.
Yes, I recommend everyone do it for their kids.
They didn't factor in the
My favorite commercial is those damn Holiday Inn commercials with the guys like, no, listen, I have a plan here.
They didn't factor in the fact that he'd get a radio show.
Right.
Now who's the joke on the old geezers? We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Here comes Caritas. No problem. Caritas going to be at the Universal Amphitheater coming up this Sunday. Also, St. Louis. Is that tomorrow?
San Luis Obispo is on a Thursday, I believe.
Thursday. Then Friday, Fox Theater in Bakersfield. Again, Amphitheater, Universal Amphitheater. Oh, that's a nice gig. On Sunday night.
Beautiful.
Palace Theater in Louisville, Kentucky into November. And then more Kentucky. Oh, Jesus. And then Fort Myers.
Caritas big in Kentucky.
Boy.
They love Chinese stuff.
Carrot is all Orlando.
Florida, Orlando.
Clearwater.
Right.
And then back to Los Angeles.
I got car payments, baby.
No kidding. All the way through November and then into January, ending up in Vegas. All right,
Vegas.
So let's talk to Allison. Allison?
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Oh, I want to pay a compliment to Carrot Top.
Go right ahead.
Allison.
Well, don't worry at all about being a redhead. I'm a redhead myself. And don't ever mess with your pubic hair.
Why, what'd you do with your pubic?
Did I mess with
yours? Nothing at all.
What'd you do to it?
Didn't you have a theory about redheads, Adam?
Smelly foo-foo.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're all crazy. That's the theory.
Yeah.
Smelly foo-foo?
On the ladies.
I have a beautiful smelling foo-foo.
Yeah, your foo-foo's beautiful.
Right? When I walked in here, you smell.
No, Carrot Top's crotch smells like fresh-cut pine. Really, it's wonderful.
Oh, and I know why.
Well, that one like
these collars on, they can't, they don't respond right away, so the sound's really quiet.
I see.
Mm. It's horrible.
So you can't hear us very well.
I can hear you now, but when I was on hold, it was really faint.
Ooh. I see. Do you have a question, Allison?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, Allison, where are you from?
Seattle,
cool.
Yeah.
I'll come see you.
All right.
Robert.
Yeah.
Carrot will be there. You're 30. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to know about the growth hormone replacement therapy.
For a child?
No. I've been getting some emails about it. Supposedly it could increase metabolism, and they claim it can take like 20 years off your life.
Yeah, I
take it off your life or add it to your life?
You know, add it to your life. It'll make you feel younger.
Okay, that's 40 years.
And by the way, it's not growth hormone replacement, that it's supplementation.
Right.
And you can also get thickening of the bones and entrapment of nerves coming out of the bones in the skull. And it can be a huge mess.
Yeah, but
there are many different uses for growth hormone being explored, but I wouldn't rush into it. It's mostly
not a good idea.
No, I would not rush.
Also makes you have like a stuffy nose.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't want to make fun of you, but I was like, oh, man, this poor guy's a cold.
I used to listen to you guys in L.A., and I moved up to Sacramento 4 years ago, and all these trees.
Hey, Sacramento rocks.
Yeah. In fact, we saw you at the State Fair.
Yeah, I love that. That Sacramento's been very good to me. Very, very good to me.
Well, that's great.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
All right, take care of yourself.
Okay.
No free lunch in nature. I know Drew doesn't like any of that stuff, but what about it? I mean, what about, obviously there's breakthroughs in science. I mean, 100 years ago, they were talking about things that they may have thought was dangerous to people, turned out to be good for people.
The point is, I didn't say categorically don't do it. I said don't rush in.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he did
true,
say
but
that.
For Christ's sake, we're going to be, you know, 85 years old, then get on the growth hormone thing so we can look 85 for another 10 years?
You know what? The overwhelming wisdom right now would suggest that a properly maintained diet and exercise is the key thing.
How dare you?
Don't smoke, don't drink.
How dare you? Liam?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes. Adam, you are so cool.
Who? Thank you, brother.
You rule so much.
I do. I am
okay?
I'm a classic yet benevolent ruler. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Why'd you call, Liam?
That's pretty much just it. And also, I wanted to say, Carrot Top, I love you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Dude, I've watched your movie, and...
Oh, you're the one. Thank God we found the guy.
We've been looking for him for the last 2.5 years.
Where are you calling
from?
He's
not chairman of the board?
I'm from Modesto.
Oh, right on Modesto.
Yeah.
You going to Modesto soon?
Yeah, I've been there before. The college there, yeah.
Oh, when are you coming?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be coming soon. Check out carrottop.com. I think I'll be there probably sometime in March or April.
Okay, March or April?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Right on.
Oh, man. But I love you.
All right, thanks, buddy. We love you, too.
Okay.
All right.
I love you, love you, love you.
All right.
All right, Liam.
I'm
you're gay.
I just had to say that.
Oh, yeah, who could have guessed? Easy, baby. All right, yeah. You don't dye it red like the other 15-year-olds?
No. Nope.
I see. All right, buddy.
All right.
Good luck.
See ya.
Good luck with the chicks.
Yeah.
You're gay.
He had a lot of enthusiasm, that young lad.
Yeah,
all right, Drew.
But hey, he's a fan. You gotta love that.
No, he's good. I know, but he gave that little pause. He goes.
Yeah.
Adam, I love you. You rule all other rulers.
Right.
And Carrot Top.
One, two, three, two, four.
And Carrot's like, oh Christ, we have to go back in the third.
You suck. Meat. Can I say that?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure either.
I think the fact you put meat on the end of it kind of made it okay. As if it was from an animal, right. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio.
Take a blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Hey, that's it for the fantastic show. I want to thank Carrot Top for coming in here.
Thanks for letting me see him.
He's going to be everywhere soon. Go to carrottop.com.
Yes, sir.
And find out when he's coming to a town near you, because he's such a whore, he will be. And if you're living out in the Southern California, he's going to be at the Universal Amphitheater on Sunday.
Ow!
So, Insane Clown Posse tomorrow night. Watch Carrot Top on Politically Incorrect tonight.
Yeah, in like 3 minutes.
And until next time, Santa Claus for Dr. Groove saying,
ow! Hello. Carrot Top in the mail. I'm up.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.